Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships.
Hello, this is episode 42, and the topic is men's feelings and patriarchy. Now, there's a whole lot that revolves around men and feelings and why they get ignored and neglected over time because they're taught to be this strong, stoic, emotionless type of person while growing up and not to show the vulnerableness. And they receive criticism a lot of the time for, you know, showing their feelings, like stop being a baby. But if you look at a young boy and a mother together and a baby, you see that when they're very young, they do cry and reach up to mom or dad and show their feelings because they may be hurt at school, someone is teasing them, but they are emanating their feelings from a very young age. But as they grow older, they're told to be strong and man it up, so to speak. And this is a problem in today's world with relationships, because as a Tantra Wisdom teacher, I'm Anita DeFrancesco, and my work is tantrawisdom.com, and I teach people how to open the heart, regardless of your sexual gender, and opening that heart and living and balancing out the male and female polarities that live within all of us is crucial today for a person to find the self-love within, as well as extend that love out to someone else, a beloved. And a lot of time, men who have a lot of needy feelings, and they tend to bottle them up, and it turns into what we call armor, and eventually turns into sexual armor. And this armor can lead to disease in the body. And why do they have to bottle it up, bottle up their feelings? It's because what they're trained to do, and what the patriarchy system of the world has placed on all of us, including women, men, children, but on men mainly. And I'm reading a book by Bell Hooks, which is a very great book to get. It's called The Will to Change, Men, Masculinity, and Love. She talks all about the patriarchy in here and how it is a criminal system to the human being, to the human condition. And of course, women are more emotional than men to begin with, but men have emotions. And if you look at a man's body, they tend to be more armored in the upper body, more stoic, where the woman is a little more armored in the lower body, and she's a little more free around the heart. So in Tantra, we teach people how to be sex, to balance out the chakras of the sex and the heart, the sexual area, the heart area, balancing out these chakras. So the men continue to live on with this label. They have to be strong. And but what a woman really wants in a man, she wants to see his heart. She wants the vulnerableness there. She wants to know that he has feeling. He is present with her in the feeling stage. It's easy for a man, you know, because we consider them to be, you know, more freer sexually. But that has changed in this modern world we're in, because women are very free sexually as well. But a man, you know, they tend to be the ones to, you know, not to label them, but the ones to go out and be able to fall in love with 3 and 4 women at a time and have affairs, where a woman tends to not be in that way. But that has changed as well. So men have to repress their feelings over time and can turn into a strong ego or even narcissism. These bottled emotions are due to the patriarchy culture we are in. Now, men compared to women, they do experience more anxiety. And I'm going to refer to a lot of different people that I'm reading some of their, quoting some of their passages in their articles. Sam Deacon, who's a psychologist, of course, Bell Hooks, her book, you may want to get, The Will to Change, Men, Masculinity, and Love. She has tons of books out. And then a Josh Greschel, PhD, I'm also going to be quoting some of his stuff. When men repress emotions, it turns to violence. So why are we in gun violence in the world and aggression? Now, and it can also lead to thievery, stealing. Why do we have so much gun violence? And it's who's shooting, who's carrying the guns? It's generally the male culture, isn't it? It's because they are told to repress their feelings. And I'm surprised in this day and age that these young young people out there in this new generation, and the guns have become even more prolific out there in the world. I mean, of course, we have a lot of mental illness, so don't overlook that. There is a lot of mental illness that has not even been addressed. But let's just look at the male, the man, and how the man, how most men are the ones that are with the guns in the schools. It's because maybe their emotions are so repressed, they haven't learned how to express themselves, how to say I feel, how to say I love, or even experience that within the home. And so it turns to violence and aggression. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love. I'm Anita DeFrancesco. According to Bell Hooks in her book, The Will to Change, men are afraid to change. And this is why we have a lot of these spiritual classes, tantra classes, and also David Deda. He's also a spiritual tantric teacher that is enlightening men. There's a lot of workshops out there now for men to open the heart. Now, what we're seeing in our world, again, you know, men do have feelings, but why aren't women supporting them? Every woman wants to be loved by a man. She wants to feel the love of her father, that strong kind of, but why are women neglecting the man's feelings? And that's a part of the patriarchy that the woman has carried into her culture. Even though the woman isn't for the patriarchy, but that is what we are living in. We learn as women to love men more because they will not love us. And if they dare to love us in the patriarchal culture, they could cease to be real men. And that's also a quote out of Bell Hooks' book, The Will to Change. Men are happier generally when they are partnered. So men love to be in relationships. You may think that they don't. They're always running for the freedom or running to supposedly doing the cheating. But there's a rise today in the lonely single men, and it is getting worse. Why? Because a lot of these men have a lot of feeling, that those lonely single men, and they've never learned how to express them. And they've never learned how to even be the strong man, versus they're somewhere locked in between being the strong, stoic man that can't show emotion, and then the other part of them that's bottling up the feeling. And so maybe they're stuck and they don't know how to be in a relationship. And this is what we teach you in Tantra Wisdom. How to be in that relationship, how to find that balance. You know, it's good to have boundaries. It's good to be strong, men and women. But having your feelings is the riches of life. Having your emotions is such a glory and bliss for men and women. Otherwise, it will turn to aggression and disease in the body. And aggression, anything, physical, you know, instrumental like guns or things of that nature. People do reckless things when they bottle up their emotions. We have come such a long way in this world with emotional health, and I'm just wondering why I don't see the evolution continuing to grow as it's been growing, but I would like to see more. And the issue is that we're not educating people. We're so worried about politics in the world and everything else. The education needs to be right in the emotions and learning how to open that heart and learning how to feel and learning how to communicate with words. I love you. I have feeling, or I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling hurt. Whatever it is. Intimacy occurs when people feel understood, accepted, and cared for in a way that is reciprocal and balanced. So intimacy in any relationship, or intimacy with your parents, your grandparents, a beloved, your friends. If you're not feeling understood, say you're in school or you have your friends at school and they don't understand you, they don't accept you, and you don't feel cared in a way that is reciprocal and balanced, the intimacy won't be there. And that's where the armor sets in. And that's where people become separated because they don't understand. And basically, it's like people punish you in a sense because they feel that they don't even know how to understand you, let alone they don't understand themselves, let alone to understand you. And so what they do is the intimacy creates a separation and creates a judgment. And therefore, I mean, the relationship becomes unintimate in that sense. So therefore, two people can be friends and not have that bonding connection and feel segregated. And this is where emotional armor sets in and patterns. So to build intimacy requires effort, skill development, and commitment. And these are the things we need to be teaching in school. What's going on with the schools? They're so worried about everything else, like politics and bullshit. I mean, really, think about it. We need to be teaching our kids in school about the heart, about how to love, how to feel, and how to be respectable to every human being out there, and how to open your feelings up so that they can have more beloved relationships in love, so they can have more intimate friendships with people of all kinds in school, out of school, and even their parents. It's very sad that we're neglecting this part of our education to focus on the politics of the world, isn't it? To know love, men must be able to let go of the will to dominate. So men have this thing that they have to dominate. Look, I am a woman. I love a strong man. I love my man to rescue me. He's my hero. But I also want to see his feelings. I also want to see his heart. I want to see the feminine in him. I want to see the balance of the male and the female. I teach that, tantra wisdom. Every woman wants to be loved by a man. She wants to feel the love of her father. I already said that. Let's see. These are quotes I'm taking some of them from, again, Bell Hooks' book, The Will to Change. So women are more emotional than men, and but not exactly. There are more emotional men than women. A lot of women are very living in the male side. Now, we can either choose to live in the male side or the female side of our human condition. So if you've had a lot of abuse growing up, you may have been hardened and you may have been armored. And so you're going to be living more on your male side. As I did growing up, I lived more on my male side. And I worked very hard to connect to those emotions so that I could love myself and feel my feelings and express my feelings. And so therefore, it's a big part of me to be very honest with myself, to be honest with others, because growing up, when you get stuck in a frozen state because of the upbringing, the abuse in the family, whatever the abuse may be, maybe your parents fight a lot, they neglect you, they abandon you, they reject you because of their own problems. Not that they mean to be doing it all the time or targeting you, but they may not know the difference. So then you have to awaken and learn how to undo the frozenness, the armor. And once you start to undo that, then you're able to understand your own feelings and how to open up to the pleasure in the body. So getting back to most of my life, I learned how to open my emotions to feel. And the feeling is the feminine in the body. I lived more on the male, but I've learned to balance it out with learning the spiritual classes, tantra, yoga, all different things, but with guidance too. Sometimes you need, you know, the help of a therapist, a psychotherapist, which I also do that, but others out there, there's different types of therapy. There's Willem Reich's work. So there's many ways to open up to the trauma. Now, without proper guidance and acknowledgement, men can be subjective with violence, and they need to learn to accept weakness and emotions. And this is where we're going. Men have a hard time of accepting the weakness and emotions, and especially when they're with a crowd of their guys in the college dorm, and they get targeted or, you know, teased, and oh, you're a wussy or whatever. But really, there are men with feelings, and then sometimes their whole life can change if they start to bottle those feelings up. They can become, like I said, narcissistic, more of a stronger ego, more violent. And so look at the violence. If someone has anger, that is feeling that needs to be expressed. Anger is the very lower part. And underneath that anger, on top of it, is the sadness. And the sadness is the feeling. It doesn't mean you're sad. It's just the feeling. It's the creativeness. Socialized patriarchy is what we are living in, this socialized patriarchy. Why are women encouraged to express and not men when they're children? Why are girls, you know, okay to cry and not men? So men would be considered out of character with male identity. So this is changing, but this is what we need to focus on in the school. That's why gun shooting is getting worse, I think. Because these boys, these little children out there, beside mental illness, even not having your feelings and expressing them is a form of mental illness, psychological mental illness. not necessarily clinical mental illness, but in the sense of you're not having your feelings. So where do you go with it? Moving away from the male domination and women turning away from the men's feelings. Now, this is a big problem because women don't acknowledge the men's feelings. They think that men are just, you know, a pushover in a sense, that they can just be the dominant one. But in a sense, the woman wants to be the dominant one. So there's that kind of controversy there, that battle that goes on, the push and pull between the feminine and the masculine as far as who's going to be the male in the relationship. Men are in crises because women are properly challenging male dominance. That's also in the Will to Change Bell Hooks' book. Men are in crises because women are properly challenging male dominance. And this is also something to look at. Boys are brutalized, victimized by the evilness of patriarchy. Think about it as a child. So patriarchy is a system that is denied males access to the full emotions, which is not the same as being rewarded for one's ability to assert. So let's not confuse that. That assertiveness is one thing, but patriarchy is another. Being strong and assertive and being, staying with that strength and that strongness is one thing, but being denied your full emotions is another. You're listening to Discover Joyous Love. I'm Anita DeFrancesco. Tantra Wisdom is my work. I'm a love and relationship coach, psychotherapist, and we are talking about men's feelings and patriarchy, and I'm quoting a lot of this from the Will to Change Bell Hooks' book. Feminists began to use the word patriarchy to replace male chauvinism and sexism. So now it's patriarchy. We don't say male chauvinism or sexism anymore. At least I don't. And patriarchy is the issue. And this is the tower that is the control of holding us in place. But this is the tower that needs to be addressed. It affects us all. Yes, and patriarchy is the single most life-threatening social disease, according to Bell Hooks in her book. Emotional avoidance, depression, etc. The cycle of the toxic masculinity. It is sad because we love our men, but us women don't really understand this whole thing about men and feelings. Asserting the male body and the spirit in our own in our own nation is a form of terrorism. So when we neglect the emotions, it is a form of terrorism. Men need to challenge patriarchy, and that is where we are with this. Patriarchy moors teach a form of emotional stoicism. There's male pain, there's no voice. And this is all according to The Will to Change in Bell Hooks' book again. It's a wonderful book. I recommend everyone to read this book. Women embrace patriarchy and promote thinking on some levels. We are socialized into the system. So we're not even aware of this. That is why we need to work together as a male and female, as one in this universe collectively to balance things out, to make life better. And, as I say, our emotions, they come, they go. One way to understand your emotions is to sit for a moment, be still, breathe, embrace, and choose versus being controlled by the emotions. So what we want to do is embrace these emotions. Now, as a quote, I took this from Kobe Bryant. He said one way that he embraces his emotions is that he chooses to be still and embrace them and not to be controlled by them. And this is what helped him in basketball over the years, because they experience a lot of everything, especially a lot of anxiety and performance anxiety. But their coach was a yogi. He taught them yoga. So I know that the Lakers did practice yoga at some point during their, and Kobe was there then. So here's what I'll leave you with. Another thing by Kobe Bryant here, consumed, unpacked it. He says, it's the imagination receiving its course. So That's just a quote from Kobe about emotions. So what I want to leave you with is that we all have feelings, and feelings are a very important part of the human condition, an important part of beginning to love yourself, to understand your feelings. If you become an over-needy person, you may not understand how to balance them and have boundaries and share them and extend them. If you become a cold-hardened, armored person, you may be in fear. You may be in fear of rejection or abandonment. So what I'm going to suggest is, let's look into our feelings this week. Let's take a notepad and start to write things down. Where are we? And let's seek out some spiritual help. I have been your host, Anita DeFrancesco. Discover Joyous Love is my podcast here. You can find me at tantrawisdom.com. And you can also look into my meetup group, where I have meetups right now in the Philadelphia area. And I have two books out, Live Free, which is just a book about my life. And then my other book, The Donna Gentile Story, which is a true crime story, if you're interested in reading true crime. And they're all on Amazon. And you can check me out. Thank you for tuning in.